say. Should have known I'm not here.
Good morning, sovereigns. You thought San Diego was by the sea. But it's wired to a different shore entirely. This is the signal. And today, we're talking about the current beneath the coastline, the unspoken tether between America's southernmost city and the capacitor buried in its desert shadow. A place they call the Salton Sea. But we call it something else. We call it the other end of the wire. You've heard the story, right? San Diego. A clean city. A biotech hub. A military jewel. And the Salton Sea? A mistake. A toxic sink. A nowhere basin. That's the narrative they sold us. But here's what they don't say. San Diego survives because the Salton Sea suffers. In 2003, a water deal was struck. A quiet agreement. San Diego would purchase conserved Colorado River water from Imperial Valley. Water they never had rights to. Water that once flowed through indigenous hands, through ancestral fields, through the sea itself. They diverted it. San Diego drank the current. And the Salton Sea began to die. NASA has known this for decades. In 2003, from the International Space Station, astronauts photographed a bloom so vast it painted the sea green from 200 miles above. The report? Hazardous algal bloom. Triggered by agricultural runoff, deoxygenation, fish kills, wildlife collapse. That was 20 years ago. They knew. They documented it. And now, from orbit to courtroom, from pipeline to reservoir, the feedback loop is closing. San Diego never left the sea. It just buried the wire. They tell us water is a resource. But it's not. Water is ether in liquid form. And when you redirect it, when you privatize it, when you extract it from one node and plug it into another, you alter the field. San Diego didn't just steal water. It changed the charge. It pulled current from a capacitor that was never meant to be drained. And now? That capacitor is resisting. The sea is pushing back. Hell's Kitchen. Lithium drills on sacred ground. An entire geothermal node turned into a power strip. And where does that power go? To San Diego. To data centers. To EV grids. To green progress that refuses to look behind the curtain. But the curtain is moving. The sea is surging. And San Diego? San Diego is too close. Too dependent. Too entangled to escape what's coming. You can't just plug into a field and walk away. You can't just drink the current and pretend you're sovereign. San Diego is not separate from the Salton Sea. It is the Salton Sea, rerouted through concrete and denial. And as the capacitor destabilizes, so does the city built on its forgotten charge. This is not a threat. It's a return. A closing loop. A circuit revealing itself. Same charge tomorrow. Same current forever. This is COIL.
Right now, right now. I'll be here.